Hey, everybody. It's Practice Squad. It's your host, David Schmidt. Producer Jordan Stogler. Hey, Jordan.
What's up, guys?
Garmin, messing with your mic.
Yeah, what up?
Philly. Victory Monday.
Victory Monday.
Oh, for all of us?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Bengals and Titans, 3-1. The Browns. Give us the record. I can't keep track.
1-2-1.
There's too many numbers.
Almost 1-1-2.
But yeah,
1-2-1.
Most of us are happy. Jordan's not. But we'll get into all that good stuff tonight. Follow along at FR Practice Squad on Twitter. Or give us a call. 419-516-0702. We're going to be going over the Browns, Bengals, and Titans. And our draft 7.0 tonight is video games. We're getting a little nerdy on everybody. So remember all your video games from your childhood or your current ones. And tell us your favorites. We'll be right back.
Forge Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Forge, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Forge Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Forge Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Hello, this is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and check out our new evening specials. On Monday evening, you can get a sub basket for only $7. Choose from one of our 7 different subs, plus your choice of 2 of our many sides. On Tuesday, it's wing night featuring 60-cent wings and boneless wings and draft beers for only $1. On Wednesday evenings, you can get $3 off any large pizza, any toppings. Thursdays, you can get our hand-cut grilled or breaded tenderloin basket with your choice of 2 sides for only $5.50. And with all of our specials, you can eat here or take it home. Stop in any night and check out our new evening specials at Brick Street Tavern.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
On Friday, October 12th, there will be a chili supper before the football game with St. Henry, sponsored by the junior high football parents. The chili supper starts at 5, and they'll be serving hot dogs, turkey sandwiches, and of course their great chili, along with desserts and drinks. So get to the St. Henry game early on October 12th and get some great food and help out the junior high football program at the chili supper starting at 5 o'clock.
Hey, we're back. It's the Practice Squad. Call us 419-516-0702 or follow along at FR Practice Squad on Twitter. Give us a follow. Follow along. We have a fun show, so we want you guys to interact with us. The Bengals. Are the Bengals for real?
They could be, David.
Are they the team to beat in the AFC North?
They might be one of them.
Can we keep this going?
Are they the best team in the AFC?
Definitely. Yes. I saw all of those variations on ESPN or NFL Network shows over the last 24 hours, and I've seen it before in 2015 and 2012 and 2011, so I'm scared to pay any attention to it.
So does this year feel any different than those?
No. Those, it feels like kind of like 2015. Even we were undefeated in 2015 for the first 8 games, and there was like a lot of this, like we scored a lot of points. It was exciting.
You guys had a better defense though then, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah. Statistically, for sure, and I don't think they're doing very well right now. But yeah, it feels a little different only because I'm pessimistic. But yeah, for sure. Garmin, give me some takeaways. They won yesterday 37-36. What was the final? It was like a weird score.
I got you.
38-37. 36 is a weird score to have. But yeah, give me your takeaways. What were your, I don't know, what were your positives? What were your negatives?
I mean, negatives, like the negative is the pretty obvious Tyler Eifert, like, cause yeah, that just is a bummer. Like he was really having a nice game and like a nice season and then just snapped his
Can you name anybody with worse luck than that man?
Andrew Luck.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, there's people with worse luck, but I guess in football, it's just like the guy can't catch a break.
No. And like, that's obviously the defense needs to step up. Like, we'll see what happens when Tez comes back next week. Like Marvin said, that Marvin quoted as saying, like, he doesn't think he's going to see a third down, but we'll see about first and second. But yeah, like you were, we were talking about before, Marvin said that before.
Yeah, the last time he's been, how many seasons has he been suspended the first four games?
I don't know. How long has he been in the league?
I think it's just like a sixth or something year, but I think there's been three or four times where he missed the first four games. Cause I remember this feeling like, yes, week five, we get Vontez back. Cause the one he was suspended from the playoff, or where they found him twisting ankles.
Yeah. Yeah.
And stuff. And then he got suspended from the Steelers game, I think, or something. I don't know.
He had some, what was that, the preseason hit this year? What was
That was from...
In Kansas, against Kansas City.
He got suspended a game for that. I don't remember. I need to look that up, but...
No, he got suspended for, like...
This was steroids.
Yeah, drugs, yeah.
Well, of course...
PEDs.
Performance enhancing, and obviously it was something that he didn't know. Yeah.
Well, like, none of those guys who ever get busted for PEDs know.
Yeah.
They just blame the doctor.
But yeah, the last time is to your point when they said, like, I remember Marvin last time he came up with four games.
They talk about one to limit him.
And then he played almost every snap.
Yeah.
So the way they're stopping the run, which is not like, it's like a hot knife through butter.
Mm-hmm.
They're just like running straight through the defense. I think he's going to play a lot. I have a hard time, unless he's completely out of shape.
Which I think there's a strong possibility of that.
Unless he's been eating like cake for 4 weeks and just sitting on his couch with his dog. Apparently he has a dog and it's like a little lap dog.
But overall, like, I mean, that outside of the defense, you know, and Eifert, like, those were negatives. But I'll be honest with you, like, this game in the Dalton era, I feel like is probably one of the team's best wins.
Yeah.
And one of Dalton's, like, guttiest games.
I know you probably didn't feel this way because you're generally positive. Yeah. I have a positive outlook. But, like, it just kept trending like a lot of Bengals games have, like, where they had the lead, they were doing good, they... Unfortunately, after the injury, they kind of had a drop off, which is natural.
Right.
But they had a blocked punt. They had a ball go off a guy's hands and picked off by the other team. And you just kept thinking, like, this one's going to get away.
And that is the exact reason why I think that this was one of the best ones we had in the Dalton era, just because of all those things. Like, Eifert gets hurt. And then they block a punt. Or no, we throw the interception, the tipped pass interception. Then they block a punt. Like, everything was trending for a typical Bengals, like, okay, that was fun first half. Now everything's going to fall apart.
Yep.
But then it's like gut check time, and they step up, and they ended up winning a game that I feel like typically they'd probably lose.
Yes, and that's what I was getting at, is like that game, they always lose.
Yeah.
Like, they'll fight to the end, but they always come up short. And it was just like, there were so many chances on that last drive, fourth and eight, or where Andy Dalton normally would get strip sacked because he's ended games that way before.
Yeah.
He should have been strip sacked twice or three times on that last, but he had incredible strength and held on to it. The other one, he fumbled it, but he dropped on it. And they just kept making the plays. So it was really refreshing to like actually see them finish a game. And that's a game I just kept thinking they're going to lose. And they pulled it out.
And that's kind of the reason why this so far this season feels a little bit different than the 2015 season. Because the 2015 season, you're kind of like waiting for the other foot to drop. Like, we keep winning and keep winning.
Yeah.
I kind of like, I'm glad we kind of got that one loss out of the way. Like, I know that sounds dumb.
Well, that season turned on Dalton's hand injury.
Yeah.
And then AJ McCarron played the last like five games.
But, and then the other thing too, like, if anyone goes back and watches multiple angles, I was telling David this before the show, that touchdown, that game winning touchdown pass to AJ Green, I think is the best throw he's ever had in his entire career.
Yeah. Did you listen to the announcers at all? Did you like Bruce Arians announcing?
I really didn't notice it. I'll be honest.
We had him last week.
What did you think of him?
Not last week. I guess the second game.
I didn't think he was actually like kind of interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I think
he was natural, fine. Like on the mic. Like he wasn't, but like some
but
of the,
he knows,
cause he was talking about on that play.
I think he's too smart to be like,
yeah,
like, cause he's probably going over everybody else's head.
But that was what I liked because on that last play, there's 7 seconds left and the guy's got the cover two zone.
Yeah.
But like, why was he covering that shallow? Because if they dump it off, the game's over.
Yeah.
So he should have been deeper. And because he wasn't a yard deeper, Dalton threaded it in like a needle and they win. And I just like, oh, I never looked at it that way. With 7 seconds left, that corner should have been way deeper in his zone. And I thought that was cool. So I don't know.
Well, and the other thing too, like if you want to keep talking about positives, one, I am still firmly planted on the Dalton train, like full on.
Weekly update. Where's he at? on the train.
Well, I mean, we're driving that bad boy.
This is the best, the most confident. Like, he just looks.
It's different. It seems different.
But I think it's because he has time.
He does, and that
Jordan's looking at us like they've said this before.
No, there's a fly back here.
No, okay, I thought you were like making fun of us, but like, you're all
right. I mean, you have said that before, but that's not why I was looking at.
Yeah, but Dalton's
well,
also
what
had,
do you think, Jordan?
Dalton's also had good seasons.
I like, because we're like homers. Well, like, you look at us and laugh when we talk about stuff. Dalton, are we over-exaggerating how good he's been, or has he been really good?
He's been good.
He's been better than good.
He's been good before. Is the thing. It's like, how much do you trust them and put...
When does that five interception game come? And when
not even that.
He's never had a five interception
game. It's not even... Okay, honestly, it's not about the regular... It's not about the regular season at all.
You're right. They have to win a playoff game.
It doesn't matter how good he plays.
He could be amazing.
That's all fine, but you can't blame all those playoff losses on him. I refuse that. I'd say...
I won't, but you know who will? Like, everybody else.
Exactly. Yeah. People who don't watch football.
So, that's all I'm saying is, if he... drops a dud in the playoffs again, him and or Marvin's gone.
Yeah.
And with a new coach, you're probably going to want a new quarterback.
Yeah.
All I know is that as of right now, this is before the Kansas City game started, but he is second in the NFL in touchdown passes. And since Bill Lazor...
This year.
Since Bill Lazor has taken over as offensive coordinator, he is third in the NFL in touchdown passes.
He's looking really good. Yeah. And he's getting it out quick.
I mean, that was a good game by him. A great game, I guess you could say.
We didn't really have much of a running
game.
A
good drive, yeah. So,
like,
yeah.
G only had like 60-some yards. Like, there was a point where Alex Erickson was playing running back. And I'm not saying Atlanta's got a really good defense because they don't.
The running game was what it needed to be. I think he averaged 4 or 5 yards a carry still.
No, I understand that. But basically, the entire game was on his shoulders. Like, you have to get us through this. Yeah. And he did.
And John Ross had a touchdown catch.
Yeah.
His first of his career, and then of course he pulls a hammy as he runs into the end zone. So he played like 5 more plays, and then that was about it. He had one more catch. That was pretty nice. But Tyler Boyd, for being like an inactive, like a healthy inactive at the middle of last year, like they just sat him because he wasn't good enough. This year looks awesome. And I know you're the Boyd man, so fill me in on what you think about him.
Oh, like we were texting during the game, and we talked about it before.
I texted you, he's the new TJ.
He is the new TJ, but he's better. Like, more athletic. Like, he's that guy. Like, Eifert's down, like, and that sucks. But Boyd's, like, kind of, like, big, kind of like Mohamed Sanu, where he's a guy you can trust to throw across the middle of the field and make a play.
He was finishing runs, too. It was kind of cool to see.
Yeah, and on that drive, he had two fourth down conversions that Dalton went to.
He had, like, 11 catches.
Yeah, he had, like, 11 catches for over 100 yards.
Yeah, and it was all those little crossing route, 5-yard, 10-yard. And then he runs for an extra 10 yards.
But, I mean, like, our offense has been crazy efficient. Do you know how...
Random stat?
Yeah, random stat. What teams have scored more points than the Bengals this season?
Chiefs.
Rams.
That's it. How
the Chiefs and the Rams or just the
Rams? Just the Rams. Okay. The Rams are the only team to score more points than the Bengals this season.
Rams and the Bengals.
But the Chiefs have played one less fewer games.
I know. Okay, so I'm just saying...
But they're playing right now, and they haven't scored yet.
But at worst, that would put us at third.
I'll take third.
Which is pretty good. Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah.
I got one stat. So this is for your Bengals game.
Mm-hmm.
So going into yesterday's game, teams that converted on 75% of their third downs were 39-1. So the Eagles converted like something like 85% of their third downs. I don't know what it was, but now they're 39-1. So they're the first team to ever lose.
I mean the Falcons. Yeah.
By converting more of their third down conversions. So
that means if you want to win, just convert all your third downs, except when you play the Bengals.
Unless we play the Bengals.
Yeah.
Well, the Falcons had 75 points in the last two games that they both lost.
Yeah. I think if you're a Falcons fan, you're really frustrated because last week they should have won and this week they should have won. Well, they had a lot of offense, no defense.
Well, it's that
defense is bad.
That's been the trend this year, like easily, especially like if you look at this week.
Yeah.
Like I was just like all the points. It's crazy. Like what the Browns scored, like it was 42-45 that game.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just been like, it's been an offensive juggernaut. Like everybody's been insanely good.
And so I was like, I was kind of watching the game going back and forth and checking the box score because I have both Julio and AJ. And I was just kind of keeping track.
That was probably pretty fun.
It was fun, but Julio Jones does not catch touchdowns.
No, Calvin really does.
He does, but he's on pace for like 2,000 yards.
I know. You can see the frustration in Julio's face every time Calvin Ridley.
Like he's going over there, like when Calvin Ridley scored his second, like he looked so reluctant to like, hey, nice job.
Okay. Should have been me.
I'm just amazed at how like few touchdowns he catches.
For how talented he is.
Yeah. And he's huge. And like, why can't they just throw it up to him? They'll figure it out. I think the Falcons still will be a decent team.
No, they won't.
You don't think so?
Their defense is bad.
You think that'll hold them back?
Yeah.
Well, didn't they lose like their best defensive player of the year?
They lost like three of them.
Yeah. Chandler or their linebacker Jones.
They could have both their team this year.
Yeah.
Well, both their starting safeties are out, I think. And
the Bengals, if you're a Bengals fan, if you're the Bengals, you got to be feeling pretty good. Three of the first four were on the road, and they're 3-1.
And we got a pretty nice schedule coming up.
Yeah, we got Miami and then Pittsburgh.
And not your normal Pittsburgh Steelers.
And without Le'Veon Bell, he's coming back week 7, and we play him week 6. So nice.
I don't think the Dolphins are that scary.
No, they're 3-1, but I think they're like the worst 3-1
team. Patriots.
Yeah. So that's a winnable game at home. You got to think. They don't want to drop the ball right before Pittsburgh. Don't want to look ahead in football talk. But I think they should be 4-1 facing the Steelers.
Divisional games and Steelers always have your number somehow.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Like, even if the Steelers lose next week, like, I'm nervous. Like, me and David are going to that game. And I mean, I'm going to be nervous even if they only have one win.
Yeah. And I'll be nervous even if they get up 17-3 in the first half.
Is it a 1 o'clock game?
Yeah. Actually, every Bengals game the rest of the year is a 1 o'clock game.
No more 4 o'clocks?
No. Unless they flex one. Because their whole schedule this year was 1 o'clock games and a Thursday nighter.
Which, you know what? Like, I'm fine with that just because I don't like staying up
I don't like staying up that late anymore. And I don't like.
You're wimps.
I don't like the Bengals playing. They always suck at night.
I like primetime games.
Their record in 1 o'clock games is like significantly better than 4 o'clock and 8 o'clock games.
Oh, is that why they lost? They haven't won a playoff because it was too late for
Andy? Yeah, they play them way too late.
Yeah. We play you guys at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
too late for Andy Dalton.
If they play in the playoffs, 1 o'clock. Yeah. When they play in the Super Bowl, better be 1 o'clock start.
Yeah, like that Thursday night game was Andy Dalton's like best primetime game ever.
Yeah. And I don't know. Hopefully the trend continues because if they can keep him upright and keep him with time.
How's your line doing this year?
Better.
A lot better. The right side's bad. Bobby Hart's bad. AJ Green would have had another touchdown for you.
I saw
if
that.
He didn't touch his face. That was a bad call.
Alex Redmond, the right guard, has like two holding penalties every week, and they always seem to go on like 20-yard runs.
Is there anything more frustrating than like a good touchdown play that gets called back?
Well,
especially
like illegal hands to the face where he touched him for a half a second.
And like in the bottom of the face mask and just barely. And anyone go back and watch that?
I shouldn't complain about the rest for you, but.
That was an absolute dime. Dalton dropped it because they tried it again later and he totally
botched
it.
The second one was so bad, the corner just had to turn. It was in his breadbasket.
Yeah.
And he just, for some reason, instead of catching it, he just knocked it to the ground. And then they ended up scoring a touchdown later. So, I don't know. What were you going to say, Philly? Sorry, I interrupted you.
Just, like, Titans' first week against Miami, like, Derrick Henry should have, like, a 66-yard touchdown. But there was some BS call by the refs just to bring it back.
Bobby Hart?
Yeah.
That hands of the face was the worst call of the day.
Yeah, and there was a lot of bad ones.
In all of NFL that day.
Yeah, for sure.
That was.
There were so many penalties in that game. It was just like, it was hard to watch for a minute. It was just like,
which was crazy because the first half, I was looking like back and forth from the Titans game then to the Bengals game. Mm-hmm. And like the first half, it was like someone scored again. Like it was just like back and forth. Like everybody scored.
The second half
was like chippy, like flag after flag after flag.
Yeah.
I want to say there was like four flags and four.
I don't think there was a punt in the first half. They might have had one punt. We had zero.
Like one of these days, I'm going to find the stat because they show it before every game is. Like Dalton, who's playing really, really well, but that's because the guys are pass protecting well. His numbers when he's not pressured are like elite.
Yeah.
But when he has guys in his face and there's pressure, it's like his numbers are like at the bottom of the barrel of the league. Like it's so lopsided. It's ridiculous.
And you can tell he's made an effort to just be better, like moving around in the pocket and like keeping plays alive. You know, he's been a really good job.
He's always been, like, he ran one for that first down. He's sneaky athletic.
Yeah. He just needs to not panic, put his head down. That's what I feel like he's keeping his head up, and that's helping out a lot. So, well, they're 3-1, leaders in the AFC North. They hold a tiebreaker over the Ravens because they beat them head to head. The Ravens look pretty decent. They won a big one against the Steelers. last night, but it always seems like the Bengals have the Ravens number and the Steelers always have the Bengals number. So
yeah, that's why if the Baltimore's chasing us, I'm not
as worried as I am if the Steelers are chasing us.
Whose number do the Browns have?
The Jets.
Okay, good.
Yeah, and the same or
who's that's they? Big come playoff
time. Yeah,
I don't know what the numbers are recently, but I feel like you guys have our number when we play you at Cleveland. Yeah. I feel like that's almost 1-1.
There was always, I was going to say, there was a lot of years besides last year. There was a lot of years where you guys, whoever was home,
you could
won
just,
it.
You could, yeah, it you was could like, mark it down.
It split.
Well, we'll see if that comes to pass this year. We'll be right back with some Browns takes. Give us a call, 419-516-0702, or follow along at FFR Practice Squad. Jordan's got so many takes about yesterday's game. I know it was a rough one for him, but we'll wait to hear it in a little bit. We'll be right back.
Pizza. Just the word makes me hungry. Miracle Lanes has the best pizza around, and all you have to do is call them at 375-4274, then just drive through and pick it up. Their Queen of Hearts drawing will be every Saturday afternoon at 3:30, so be sure to get out there and get your tickets for your chance to win. They're open every day. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their famous pizza and wings buffet. Reserve your lanes now for birthday parties and other events. Pizza, wings, sandwiches. Miracle Lanes, 375-4274. Now open every day.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. What is it about how a well-manicured lawn looks? Well, ask anyone who owns a Simplicity, and they will tell you what it is. Pride. What's the secret? Simplicity tractors have an innovative free-floating mower deck with full-width rollers that follow the contours of your lawn and deliver a precision cut. Not to mention the ability to create eye-catching, ballpark-style striping patterns, sure to get everyone's attention. Take pride in how your lawn will look and visit K&L Tractor to test drive a Simplicity today.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, the Lady Indians will host the South Adams Starfires. We'll simulcast WPGW's coverage of that match. On Thursday, they'll host the league-leading St. Henry Redskins, and we'll be simulcasting WPGW's coverage of that match. On Friday, it's football. The Indians will travel to Anna for another big MAC game. Our Wayne Street Market pregame show will start around 7:15. Lots of big games this week. Volleyball at home tomorrow with South Adams, and again at home with St. Henry on Thursday. Then football on Friday at Anna. Get to these games to support our Indians teams this week. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
We're back. Follow along FR Practice Squad or call us. 419-516-0702. Fill those phone lines up tonight. Jordan.
Yes.
The Browns. They lost 45-42. Like, who'd they lose to? The Raiders or the refs?
Raiders.
And okay, Boomer.
And John Gruden. So I don't put this one on the refs.
Man, that's not going to go over well with Browns fans.
Yeah, I know. So
I thought you lost to the refs.
That's what my Twitter said.
Well, they influenced some of this loss, but we can't really
blame.
You can't give up a 14-point.
What was the one biggest mistake they made the whole game? Can you pinpoint it on one? And was it the refs, the biggest mistake in the game?
No, the biggest mistake is probably the two fumbles within, you know, like the 30-yard line of their red zone.
Pick six, too.
Pick six. That didn't help. So basically, all of our turnovers.
Yeah.
The interception on the game winning drive.
Do they have 21 or 28 points off turnovers?
They had 21.
21.
Because that last interception came, I think they just kneeled it after
that. That's right. That's right.
So they had 21 points.
21 points off turnovers.
Yeah. So, I mean, giving them, you know, the return an interception for a touchdown, and then also giving them a short field just kind of puts your defense in a bad position. So that's a big takeaway. But again, one of my big takeaways is Baker Mayfield, even though he had four turnovers, I thought showed some bright spots, and I was encouraged. Like this year, playoffs would be nice, wins are nice, but it's about
improvement
in Baker Mayfield.
Yeah,
we need Baker to be that guy. If he brings us to the playoffs or gets us eight wins, fine. I don't, you know, this year is not about draft position, so I don't care about losing every game. I want to win, but he needs to be good.
Yeah.
If he shows us that he's the one, this, I think, year could be a success. So, that's my big takeaway. Mayfield did well in terms of he just led drives. I think the possessions after the turnovers, he came out and like would still move the ball. Mm-hmm. Like last year, DeShone Kizer, if he threw like two picks, he was done. You could see it in his face.
He's scared.
Was like, he was scared.
The thing, Baker looks, because I didn't see a whole lot of the game. I saw the beginning, and I saw the pick six, and I saw the last 6 minutes.
Yeah.
And the overtime. He's like just not scared.
No,
at all.
He's a gamer. And like, you know, so we were up 28-14, mm-hmm. up by 14. They came back and had like 21 on the answer or 17. They came back and took
They were week. Down like late.
Yeah.
With like down, maybe 6 minutes or 8 minutes. Down
eight.
Yeah, you were. No, I think you were down six.
Down six.
When you scored a touchdown, you took the lead.
That's right. So like even to like have the composure to come back, like we could have, like last year we would have been done. Mm-hmm. If they came back, we would have been done then. He still let a drive. Was that the Antonio Callaway big play drive?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then followed by another Carlos Hyde touchdown. So I'm encouraged by what he did. Nick Chubb had a nice day. Three carries, 105 yards, two touchdowns. So
three carries?
Yeah.
For 105
yards. So
what's that average?
Did you hear the stat 33
about
that?
33 yards? Something like
33
that?
Yards carry.
Yeah.
Averaging, that's a pretty good average.
Yeah. He's the first player in NFL history to rush for over 100 yards, score two touchdowns, less than four carries.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so good.
That's encouraging. I mean,
has he done much up to this point?
No, but he's also
limited opportunity.
He probably had like four or five carries in previous games.
He looked faster than I thought.
He definitely hits the hole faster.
Yeah.
Maybe not hits the hole, but he has breakaway speed.
Yeah.
Carlos Hyde kind of will get you the hard carries up the middle.
Yeah.
But
Jeremy Hill type.
Yeah.
That's so a very obscure reference.
That's good. I think he's a lot faster. And even like coming out of the draft, some people like him more than
Barkley. I wanted Carlos Hyde, even as a Buckeyes fan, wanted him more than Jeremy Hill.
Yeah.
So that's nice to see. Again, our defense did produce some turnovers, which was good. So we have 13 now, which is as many as we had last year.
Wow. Through 4 weeks.
And I thought our line did well. I think we gave up two sacks, maybe two or three.
Like Myles Garrett continues. Like, he's all I watch when you guys are on defense.
Defensive line. Yeah. And I think some of it is like Ogunjobi and Myles Garrett played something like 94% of our snaps.
Where did Ogunjobi come from? Because he's good.
Charlotte, I think it's Charlotte.
Really? Like a CUSA college team?
Yeah. Huh. Like he was the first player drafted out of that school.
And what roundish?
Third round, first pick.
All right.
Sashi Brown pick.
I would look it up, but I couldn't even begin to spell his name.
Moneyball.
Yeah, Moneyball.
Moneyball pick.
So
that's one that worked.
I think they were just gassed. I mean, outside of those two guys, I mean, Ogba was back. I think he did, I can't say well in the run game because Marshawn Lynch ran all over us, but he did all right.
We were talking earlier. That guy is a monster.
Which one?
Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
For being as old as he is, like the way he runs is so hard on his body.
Yeah.
He just doesn't juke. And he's not trying to miss you. He's trying to like run through you.
He is. He seeks out contact.
Yeah.
He won't run out of bounds. He'll run right through you.
And so I think it works because I think towards the end of that game, they didn't want to tackle him.
No.
Like it was like, oh God, he's coming.
Yeah. He like at point of contact, he gets another 3 yards or something. So. He ran pretty well. Those are all the positives I took away. Negatives, it's a little bit longer list. So special teams are horrendous. Like we need
kicking? Your kicker's bad?
Kicking, punt return. First of all, our punt team and punt return. So either
is Julius Peppers a huge bust?
Yeah, Jabril. Talk about that.
Julius
Peppers is not a bust.
No, he's not. He's good. He's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Is Jabril Peppers.
Jabril, I mean, he's all right.
See, first rounder?
Yeah.
Yep.
What pick?
High.
25.
Mm. So. Well, he was in there.
They drafted him. Did they trade up to get him? Or
no,
did
we
they
trade up pick? To get...
to Njoku. Yeah, okay. All right, yeah.
So, I mean, Jabril has been all right. I mean, he doesn't make many plays. I mean, he's also not a glaring weakness. So, what's your thoughts, Garmin?
Well, I mean, not on defense. He's not. I'm just saying on special teams. Oh, okay. He's very clearly didn't you guys eventually put Callaway back there?
Yeah. I mean, it depends what we need.
Like a return.
He hasn't fumbled, so that's fine. Don't fumble the punt return. But he also hasn't done anything with it. Mm-hmm. Like, I think we averaged negative yards on punt returns.
Yeah. You'd think he'd be more explosive, or was he good in college returning? Wasn't he?
Yeah. I mean, he had a few.
But college is different.
Callaway was played both ways. Is probably more electric.
But they don't want to get him. Like he needs to be.
Is he trying trying to do too much back there? Is that why he's always losing?
No, he just doesn't make good decisions. Like either he'll fair catch it when he doesn't need to, or try to make a return and then get like negative yards or 2 yards.
See a decent safety.
He's all right at safety.
Yeah.
It's because he's playing 25 yards back from the line of scrimmage.
No, he's playing better because he's playing
strong. He's not playing a normal safety position. Yeah.
He's good against the run. He doesn't make many pass deflections or interceptions. But Demarius Randall is good.
Mm-hmm. That was a good trade by you guys.
That was a good trade. That might Jarvis Landry.
Who was the guy that got hurt?
Terrence Money Mitchell.
Terrence Money Mitch.
Money Mitch.
How many weeks is Money Mitch out?
He broke his forearm, and you could tell like right when he did it.
Ooh.
They said it's probably not season ending, but I would be like 8-10 weeks maybe.
So he's out for a long time.
Most of the
season. Was it as graphic as Tyler Eifert's injury?
No, but you could tell like he got up and his arm was.
There was a lot of injuries because the Titans had their safety dislocated his elbow. And when he was walking off the field, you could just see his elbow and his lower forearm just dangling.
But once he went down, so he's been playing lights out. So Denzel Ward gets a lot of credit, but Mitchell's been playing awesome. And once he went out, that's when like Amari Cooper started going off, and they were throwing. They had another big guy over there, Juwan Johnson.
Well, did they have Martavis Bryant too?
Yeah, he didn't do too much. He dropped
that one.
He dropped it.
He tripped over the goal line.
Yeah,
my God.
So he didn't do too much. He might have had one or two catches, but
he had two catches in overtime, I think, that were pretty big.
Yeah, I know he had
fourth quarter or something like that.
Yeah.
Do you want to know what my biggest takeaway from that Browns Raiders game was? That
Jordy Nelson's on the Raiders.
That Leon Hall plays for the Raiders.
Oh, really?
They got Reggie Nelson too.
Yeah, I knew that. Yeah. I didn't know Leon Hall was in the league anymore.
Paul Gunther's there.
Yeah,
he was busy chasing down
Frosty Rucker. They got Frosty Rucker,
And I was like, is that Leon Hall?
That's amazing.
He looks like the Grim Reaper.
Does he?
He looked inside. I was like, he is 1,000.
Yeah, he's a good player for the Bengals.
He was.
Yeah.
Now he's 100.
Yeah.
Plays for the Raiders.
So our offense also had 9 drops, which doesn't. Our receivers had 9 drops. And it seems like it always comes at the worst times.
Yeah. So that, again, like takes me into my point where I was like.
Was it the refs?
Or not? Yeah. Like
collusion?
I guess,
it rigged?
What do you think? I get you already answered it, but I feel like the Browns had so many chances to win that damn game.
We did.
And I know, like, the refs lost it for, like...
Well, I mean, like, to be fair, those were two horrendous calls.
The worst calls.
If they didn't watch the game, what were the calls?
Okay, so...
The fumble was worse than the other.
I have three major missed calls that they had. One being, I'll try to be objective here, the Marshawn Lynch called down.
Yep.
He probably had at least a 20-yard run called back because he kind of got twisted, and they said his knee was down or progress was stopped. I don't know which one it was. Neither is... any sorts of true. And he could have gone for 20 yards or plus. And then after that, so he, in frustration, tried to kick the ball, which would have been a penalty.
Oh, yeah, he punted it.
Yeah, but he kind of was a bad punt, so I don't think they called it. But that could have been two penalties right there that they just blatantly didn't call.
I did see he punted it.
And it was like right in his face, right in the ref's face. So that's a big miscall that I would have been frustrated with on their end. And then the two big ones that everyone's talking about for the Browns, the first being a fumble or potential fumble on Derek Carr. I think it was Jannard Avery who caused it, or Myles Garrett. They were both in there. But they called, forward progress?
End of his forward progress, which was absurd because the play lasted like half a second and he was still being pushed forward.
Yeah.
And then I think Ogunjobi picked it up. some people say it was an automatic touchdown.
I
don't know if it would have been.
Someone more athletic was chasing him, yeah. But I would have at
I
least
don't think been, it would have been a touchdown, but you guys would have been in within the
You would have been in the red zone.
Yeah, you would have been in the red
but
zone.
But we also right. stopped in that drive and then scored. So here nor there, it was just a bad call that I think affected some of it. And then the worst call, the one that's kind of game-changing, is
the first down.
Yeah. Minute and a half left, third and two. If we get a first down, we win the game. And
Rawhead,
what looks like a first down.
I don't know how you can overturn that.
And was called a first down.
Yeah.
Is reviewed. And
it was hedgy at best on the evidence, too. It was like, okay, he might have been a quarter of an inch short, but how are you going to...
But when you don't have one single camera view that like blatantly shows...
Yeah. So my thing was, it was called a first down.
Yes.
Yeah. So typically, what they're supposed to do, if they can't tell... You stick with the call that's call made stands. On a field.
Yes. So that's what, I mean, and then after that, so what, you know, fourth and an inch, we at punted away.
People were giving Hugh, like, crap that he didn't go for it.
But that was, like, on your...
Yeah,
You were on your side of the field yet, so, weren't you?
Yeah, we were on, like, the 30-yard line, so they would have had it.
There was a minute, and I mean...
Minute 30.
You can't not get that, given the ball on the 10.
I kind of agree, but also...
He's you know how much crap he's getting if they don't get it and then they lose?
Yeah. I mean, how much crap is he getting now for... Yeah,
the exact same thing. But the almost exact same thing happened in the Colts game and they're riding the Colts coach.
Yeah.
I mean, at that point,
going on fourth down.
It might be a gutsy call, but you have to ask your team. That's up to like his team to get
I'm with Jordan.
Inch.
They should have went for it.
Like
you're talking about the Browns. You're not talking
Baker
about like
sneak
a...
And you got to get me a foot.
Yeah. Like,
if they don't do it, that's on them.
I mean, you're talking about the Browns,
but also
like the Patriots.
You know, I think, I mean, and then we had a kind of a bad punt, and or a good return. So they got the ball at like the 45 or 50 yard line.
Yeah.
So they had, regardless, kind
net
of a short
30 yards.
Yeah. And we didn't stop them. They got touchdown. We got 2-point conversion to a fade or a jump ball to Jordy Nelson. So yeah, and then Money Mitch. So he got hurt. So then EJ Gaines, who's smaller framed. I mean, that's just a mismatch, and that just kind of hurt us the rest of the. Will hurt us the rest of the year, but
who they got next week?
The Ravens.
They are. Anyone have lines? I think they're like 3-point underdogs. When I saw
3.5.
So it's big. I mean, this will be.
They at home or are they on the road?
I think we're at the Ravens.
If it's minus 2.5, Baltimore.
It's at Baltimore. Can you see on there?
Yeah, Baltimore at Cleveland. Sorry,
it's at Cleveland. At Cleveland, I think they got a chance.
And I'm gonna be rooting for you.
I mean, we have. Our offense looked at 42 points was the most we scored since like a 20 something.
I think it's going to be
2008 game against the Bengals or something.
I think that game could be low scoring.
Oh my gosh.
And that's completely against what you said. But against a good defense, Joe Flacco, I feel like could be horrible that week, next week. I think the Browns could have a good shot at winning that one.
I was just, that you're saying that just brought me down memory lane. That game, that? The Browns, remember that Browns-Bengals game where
like 56 to...
It was like, I don't know, like a million points combined.
Yeah. Well, the Bengals and Falcons had the over in the first half this week.
Yeah.
So, anyway. So, well, they're what, 1-2-1?
1-2-1. So, yeah, we had 3 overtime games within the first 4 weeks. So, and that's, I mean, our offense or our team has played almost like an additional 3 quarters.
That's true.
Of more than anybody else. So.
Yeah. And that's not going to help anything in football.
Do you guys want a sonnet?
Sure.
If you've got a sonnet.
I do. It's not really sonnet. It's more, we don't need the music.
I can ask Twitter, like, do we want a sonnet?
It's more like an open mic coffee shop.
Oh, well, it's like beat poetry?
Do you want bongo drums? Or yes, do you want us to snap our
fingers?
It's
like slam poetry.
Slam poetry? Do you need background music for that?
No,
it's just going to be like,
I wrote this pretty quick. I just kind of,
Are you going to do it slam poetry style? Like,
should we dim the lights?
No, I'm not that dedicated.
Do you want a coffee?
Boom, 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 boom,
I do kind of need like a cappuccino.
Boom,
maybe.
Boom, 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 boom. I'm not going to keep that going.
Okay, you should. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, week 5, coffee shop poetry. What'd you call it? Beat poetry?
Beat slam poetry.
Slam
poetry.
Right.
Yeah. How I know that, I don't know.
I don't. All right. Let's put the losing aside and get a win this week. Stack on some W's and start a winning streak. I'm not about to lose to this 0-3 team. We lost in overtime again. Is this a bad dream?
Oh, laying the truth.
Nice. Baker's made some plays despite 4 turnovers. Our special teams are horrendous. We need a makeover. Nick Chubb, have yourself a day and welcome to the league. Here's only 3 carries. We don't want you fatigued. Can I get one call official? You know, one that's beneficial. Some of these calls. Some of these calls look made up. I'd even say artificial.
Oh.
You need to be charged for your crimes. What's that branch? Oh, yeah. Judicial.
Oh, man.
You're not spitting fire.
Not kid. We didn't lose because of the calls. We lost because you didn't have the guts. Because we fumbled a snap. We got to work on our huts. Because on 4th and short, we're scared and we couldn't get the extra inch. Because we couldn't stop a 32-year-old Marshawn Lynch. Ooh. And most of all, because our score wasn't more than theirs. This team that's traded Mac to the Bears, 3 overtime games in the first 4 weeks. I don't know about you, but I'd say our closing game reeks. They weren't that good. They were just desperate. But I'll watch again next week because I'm a degenerate.
Very good. That was seemed more like a rap.
I
wanted to play.
Did you have Eminem write that for you?
Yeah, we could play like Lose Yourself, like just the music in the background.
If we had the rights for it,
yeah. Yeah, like that was some fire, man. I don't know what that one line was.
Well, when you're that like dramatic and you have that many like feelings, you just gotta, like, I just kind
of. You just have to express your way somehow.
And that's the way it came out. It wasn't more of a song. It was just more.
I asked you how you coped after they lost. It was writing a rap.
Yeah. I was like, Brittany,
it's not like the way most people cope.
I gotta go write.
Yeah. I gotta go write my thoughts down.
Jeez. Well, just imagine Rabbit and 8 Mile, and that was me.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so we'll go. That's what it seemed like. We'll go to Philly because he's the judge on all Jordans.
You yourself before you.
Was that better than a sonnet?
Was that better? Yes, I actually like that better than a sonnet. So, yeah,
it was. Philly has spoken.
Had some edge to it.
This is the best. Every week, Philly says, "I didn't like that one very much," but this week,
so Philly is the official judge.
Philly is the official judge of Jordan's
rap, duly noted poetry.
This one, then first week, first one of the sonnet that Garmin missed.
Yeah,
I did not hear that.
Then it was the second one. Then the third one was
okay.
Is there like a power rankings that we can?
I don't know, but we could probably make some.
What are the Bengals? Sorry, off topic. What are the Bengals listed on some of the power rankings? Have you looked?
Underrated. I think last week they're like 14.
Yeah.
Because I was like, how many playoff teams are there? There's 12. They were 14. And they still got the Steelers at like 5. Because they're the Steelers.
Yeah.
That's
what I don't get.
Like the Titans this week will be 15.
We'll
be 12.
We beat Jacksonville and we didn't even move. Yeah. We stayed at 20.
We are 5. Oh, now the new power rankings out?
Well, according to the Sporting News.
I
saw the Bleacher Report one, and they had Titans at 3, then the Bengals were like in top. They might have been like a 5 or something.
Really?
I think they were just going by record. Yeah, so I don't know.
I don't like power rankings. They don't last.
Yeah.
All right, well, the Titans had a win. And Philly's going to be giving us some of his takes in just a second. We're going to take a little break. Be right back.
What's for lunch? Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery is introducing to you Wayne Cafe. It's a new hotspot for lunch. Stop in or follow us on Facebook to see what's on the menu each day. We will always have our fried chicken, our hot soup bar, and our fresh salad bar, but we are bringing a whole new level to your lunch hour starting in March. We also will have in-house seating available so you don't have to rush around during your break. As always, thanks for choosing Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, as your lunch destination.
Forrest Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Forrest, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Forrest Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Forrest Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. 4 generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond, our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
The Fort Recovery Music Boosters will be hosting their annual All-You-Can-Eat Breakfast on Sunday, October 7th at the Legion from 8:30 to noon. Tickets are available from any band or choir member, or you can get them at the door. The tickets are only $6, and kids under 5 are free, and carryouts will be available. So stop out for breakfast on Sunday morning, October 7th, for the Music Boosters all-you-can-eat breakfast from 8:30 to noon at the Legion.
And we're back. Follow along at FR Practice Squad on Twitter. Call us 419-516-0702. Philly, the Titans won.
Yes.
They did. Who'd they beat?
They had the defending Super Bowl champs, Eagles, coming to Tennessee. And we beat them by...
Super Bowl champs coming into Nissan Field.
Was 15 seconds left in overtime, and we scored a touchdown to beat them in overtime. So, yes, it was a huge win for us, in my eyes, for having a really good team coming in Nashville.
I'd say in most people's eyes.
It's a good win.
But, yeah, just all together, I mean, our offense finally showed some kind of life into it, saying that they can actually score touchdowns.
Yeah, that's good. So, touchdowns are good.
Like, Mariota went for 344 yards with two TDs, and he had one interception in the first half, which was still ugly, but whatever. Then the big one was Corey Davis, finally, our fifth number five pick 2 years ago, finally came out of the shoes, I'd say, with nine catches, 161 yards with a TD to win the game for us. So,
I didn't realize he had 161.
Yeah.
That's a really good day.
He went off.
He had 10 or 11 targets at him, and I think he caught 9 of them. So, like, he's been really productive this first 4 games. I think he's had 40 targets through the first 4 games, so he's averaging 10 targets a game. So that's really...
At least they're trying to get the ball to him.
Yeah, it's an upside on...
They didn't last year when I had him in fantasy.
Well, I feel like it makes a difference now that Mariota looks like he's back.
Well, Mariota, yes. This game showed that he's 100% back. Like, he was thrown down the field. Like, when he came in during Jacksonville, I don't think he threw over 20 yards that whole game. But here, Corey Davis had probably 2 receptions for like 30 yards, and a couple other receivers had some deep balls thrown to him. So,
how is the Thunder and Lightning backfield doing?
Our running backs are not producing anything at all.
Really?
Marcus Mariota was our leading rusher with 10 runs for 46 yards and a TD.
Everyone thought Derrick Henry was going to be a big breakout this year. Has he not been?
He has not. I mean,
is the line bad, or is he just not a good running back?
Well, the defenses that we've played, like their front 7, have been good. Now, Miami is still iffy. He should have had over 100 yards rushing that game. But then you went Texans, then you went Jacksonville, then
you
went
Eagles. Yeah, you guys have probably gone up against some of the better defenses in the league.
So I can understand why he hasn't been producing a lot of yards. I mean, he's been getting carries. Like, I think he's been averaging 13, 14 carries a game. So, I mean, like, the production's there. It's just he hasn't really came out to say or whatever.
But yeah, he needs to rip one off.
Eventually, I'm going to say it will eventually come out. It will show, like, that he's there and he's going to whatever. But I'd say overall, Deion Lewis has been the better back just for his pass catching abilities. But yeah, just overall, like, the offense was not the first half. The first half, we had a field goal.
How much were they down by this? Like, were they down by quite a little bit? Where there was
they were touchdown? Down. They were down by two touchdowns,
but they were down 14.
Yes.
Wow. I didn't know.
So
that.
That's a good comeback. We got the ball start off, and we were driving down the field, and I'm with Jordan. Our receivers dropped a lot of passes and a lot of big passes for like third downs. Like, first drive, our tight end Smith had an easy completion. 3rd and 3, he dropped it. We kicked it.
Yeah. Is he a rookie?
He was rookie last year. It's 2 years. And then this throughout the game, and even the Eagles did. And like, Zach Ertz had 2 big drops and like their receivers. So it was kind of an ugly, I guess, receiver wise. But even though like there's a lot of people that still had like 100 yards like receiving, like Corey Davis did. Alshon Jeffrey was first game back. He had over 100 yards.
I think you guys like really struggled with Ertz.
Yeah, Zach Ertz was wide open in the middle of the field probably every day. Yeah, but we did make some adjustments second half. He didn't have that many.
Yeah.
He wasn't so much productive. He was the first half. But so I was a little scared of that, because then they scored a touchdown, or they tied it up. It was 3-3. Then they scored a touchdown. So it was, or no, we was 3. They scored a touchdown. So 7-3. Then that's when Mariota threw the pick, and it was on their side of the field. And luckily, we held them to a field goal to go 10-3 and a half. So I was, I mean, it was only 7 points. So I was like, all right, I was feeling good. Then they get the ball to start the second half, and then they drive down the field for, I don't know, that drive seemed like it was like one of those methodical drives, like took 7 minutes off the clock or whatever. And they scored again. Then they were up 14 points. And there I was kind of hedgy about us coming back because I felt like they had all the steam, a good offense. They're probably just going to pull away with it. But like I said, our defense had another good game, especially the first half. Second half was kind of not as good, but they still made key stops when it that mattered the most. So after they got up to 14, then our offense started to click. So like that's when Mariota, then he pretty much took control of the game, I'd say, with his running ability. Then all of his passes that he was throwing, they were on the spot or whatever.
So how... So they're 3-1. The rest of the division stacks up how? Jacksonville 3-1?
Jacksonville's 3-1, but we had the lead because we beat Jacksonville.
So you're similar to the Bengals because they're tied with the Ravens. They beat the Ravens.
Texans just got their first win against the Colts. So yeah,
I don't think those teams
their division's are pretty close to us. It's like a 2-horse race.
I'm going
to
say.
Right now.
So yeah. Far. But the thing I look at it is the Texans, they could just all of a sudden something grooves and they could just go off on it.
Yeah. I think the Colts are the worst team in that division.
Yeah, the Colts might have one win or two, I think. But I think
they have one.
So they're tied at the bottom. Mm-hmm. But the Texans would probably be ahead of them because they beat them.
So do you think that the Titans? I'll ask you. Well, I ask Garmin to start the show. Are the Titans for real?
No.
Jordan says no.
I would say no, but I feel like just based off who they've beaten, they are.
Yeah, they've beaten some good teams. Jags and the Eagles are good.
I don't know if they're for real. I mean, I wouldn't say they are because I'm a fan, but I like...
What was their over-under at the beginning of the year? Eight?
Eight, yeah.
And we were all like under. And yeah. Now that's looking better.
It was like eight and a half.
So, but I mean, with what I'm seeing from the coaching and what Mike Vrabel's like putting on the table for the team, like what he's done, it's getting like... But the thing is like our... It's... Every win that we're going to have this year is going to be down the wire.
Yeah.
It's going to be like last second drive.
And I'm going to say you're for real just because as I was thinking about it, like you guys were still kind of, you're 3-1 against like good teams.
Yeah.
And those three wins you've had have all been against good teams and you've kind of been injured. And I feel like just this game, you guys finally have put it all together.
Yeah. We got Jack Conklin back. He was out for the first three games. So I think our offensive line is actually
getting stronger.
The true starters or whatever that was supposed to be. Then we still have a lot of injuries, but I guess they're not key players. I know I said Kenny Vaccaro, he dislocated his elbow and he was a bit, you know, he was our other safety. And but they said he might only be out like, for like 2 weeks, so too. So, but
I would be out for like a month.
They said
out
for a year. They said 2 to 4 weeks. So, I mean, if that's true, then I don't feel too, you know, hateful about it because we got Buffalo this week, then we go to we play Baltimore. So,
hey, Buffalo's tough, man.
Hey, Josh Allen's slinging it. Josh, so watch out.
Allen's on fire.
But, well, I mean, I think there's a lot of positives for you, man. I know you're really excited. It's fun when your team is doing well.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. I mean, we just need to get a running game going. Then I think our offense will be.
Did I already ask you who they play next week?
Yeah, he just said the Bills Buffalo. And
Bills.
And Baltimore.
But sorry. Yeah, like after that game, though, I got some random Titans facts here for you.
Random facts.
So after the overtime victory, Marcus Mariota has now 11 career game winning drives.
11. That's 11. More than I would have guessed.
Mm-hmm.
That's and about eight that's, more than I would have guessed.
That's the most by any NFL quarterback.
11 more than I would have guessed.
Yeah. In that time span of 2 years from 2017 to now.
He had one in the playoffs last year, didn't he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's counting the playoffs and regular season.
He has one more than Andy Dalton in the playoffs.
Then he still has 41 career red zone passing TDs and zero interceptions in the red zone.
Say that again.
41.
He has zero picks in the red zone?
41 red zone passing touchdowns and zero interceptions to that span in his career. And then it was just kind of
fraud.
Yeah, it might be, but fraud. It's just funny. It's like he's not like the flashy like quarterback that's going to give you like, you know, 400 yards passing every game. But it, you know, when it comes
is he a game manager or is he better than that?
I think he is with his. Because his ability to run.
Yeah.
He controls that with his running or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, this overall, I'd say the first half, like offense was looking like it was did against Jacksonville. Then our defense was still looking good. Then second half, our offense really turned it on. And realistically, I read another thing was if you take four plays away, or the Eagles had four plays that were good for 126 yards. And I think both of them were for the touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
If he took them away, then they wouldn't, you know.
Yeah.
So it was four plays that pretty much the Eagles, I mean, they had good drives, but I guess it was the big plays that really meant something or whatever. But
well, they're off to a good start, and it looks like their schedule gets a little easier too. So we'll see. Anything else in the NFL strike you guys? If not, I have a looks like that I can give.
You and do looks like.
Do you want me to give it,
man? NFL-wise, Rams look good.
The Rams are good. Let me give my looks
the
like.
The Patriots okay, might be back.
Like. No, I just want to do mine, and then we can go to...
You only have one.
I only have one. Since Jordan gave us homework last week, because he's the central joke writer of our show.
I don't know if you turned it in on time.
Well, I just finished it about 30 seconds ago. So get... Like this, you guys can not laugh at it, and then we'll talk about the rest of the NFL. And I kind of stole this from Twitter.
Okay.
So this might be...
Kind of, so you did steal from Twitter.
I stole it from Twitter.
Okay.
So you didn't know this.
He did, because I saw this on Twitter.
But I... This is not...
He reworded
this
it.
This is not word for word. This is like off the theme of what it was. Matt Ryan looks like a wealthy suburbanite walking to a Whole Foods to pick up some of his favorite organic hummus.
Yes.
No one laughed. Okay. Rest of the NFL.
He didn't give us a chance.
Yeah. No, it has to be immediate laughter.
I was
laughter.
Building up a really big laugh.
No. So it was just going to be awkward silence. It was going to be awkward silence.
But it happens sometimes, man.
No, there's no, not, it's not good radio. The Rams are good. Go off of that.
I was just going down the score. You know, the Rams are good.
Well, the only thing I have like a random stat just from like
Cooper Kupp did do good.
Because like everyone's been scoring so many points. So from 2014 to 2017, there was for a season total of those like three seasons, the most 400-yard passing games like total for the season was 12.
Yeah.
This year we've already had 12 400-yard passing games.
And that's because defense is like two-hand touch now?
Yeah, basically. The NFL is getting what it wants.
Cackling.
People are complaining, but we're getting like really high-scoring games.
Are the Bears good?
I don't know.
They're as good as Mitchell Trubisky. So
no,
you think
not good.
Their defense seems legit.
Their defense playing is legit.
Lights out.
Their defense is good.
But I don't believe in Mitchell Trubisky. So I.
But he just threw for six touchdowns, Jordan. How can you not believe into him?
I don't. I think the Tampa Bay is not that good.
Yeah. Are the Saints good?
Yes.
Yeah. Why?
Talking about good radio.
Well, yeah.
Why are they good? Good improv.
Why are they good?
Well, yes,
they have a player at running back who is the fastest to 1,000 receiving yards and 1,000 rushing yards.
Oh my God!
Thank you. That's why
Michael Thomas
is going to like.
You still have Drew Brees back there throwing the ball.
Those are three reasons why they're good. Thank you. Guys.
And Drew Brees is like 200 yards away from becoming the all-time leading passer in NFL history.
Next Monday night.
Are the Patriots back?
Yes and no. So are the Dolphins.
Yes or no? Because
the Dolphins are back.
They blew the Dolphins out, but then again, I think that's where the Dolphins belong at, was that getting blown out by
New England Patriots will obviously make the playoffs because their division is garbage, but they will the lose Patriots. In the second round.
To who?
Don't know. I'm just calling
the Bengals. No. That's all I got for okay.
Well, did you guys see Earl Thomas got hurt?
Yes. Oh yeah,
and then
he flipped his
goodbye to that was his own sideline, right?
Yeah, it was his own.
So yes. All I saw was the clip on Twitter, you know, like the 10-second clip.
Yeah,
was there something more behind? What was he just like?
I think he probably was like, "This was my nightmare. This was the worst possible outcome of what I wanted going into the season."
Yeah,
I was gonna have to be forced to play. And then now I'm not going to get a good contract because my leg is broken.
But he's been getting a lot of feedback from teammates and like players.
That's
around.
Not going to get him paid.
I know. But the thing is, like, people understand, like the players do, but a lot of people outside of football don't understand what he was like.
I understand. Like, I hate that Le'Veon Bell was like, I'll keep being the bad guy for the rest
Does
of us.
Does it make you understand what Le'Veon Bell is doing more, or do you still hate Le'Veon Bell for doing what he's doing?
No, because
why is it better to do what? And I'm just throwing this out there. I'm not arguing aside. Why is it better to do what Thomas is doing as opposed to what Bell is doing?
Earl Thomas. I don't know.
Why is it better to come in and play and then have what Bell doesn't want to have?
Well, football player, what, man. Yeah, that's your job. And
but that's the thing. It's their job.
And you're getting paid.
You're still getting paid.
Le'Veon Bell is not getting paid right now.
True.
Le'Veon Bell is still going to get $14.5 million this year by signing. I mean, I understand.
So it's just a matter of how much you think he's worth.
I understand that he's not getting that guaranteed $80 million or whatever stuff, but.
Yeah.
And
I don't know.
His big thing was it was either give me a contract or trade me. What I don't understand is these guys. You signed your initial contract.
Yeah, now
and then
you
they're like, well, now it's towards the tail end of my contract, and I want to restructure it.
LeBron's fault.
Yeah, but I'm
talking I mean, honestly, LeBron. Like, it's all the NBA
LeBron,
guys,
it's NBA
too.
In general.
Because the contracts for NFL, their union must not be strong. I don't
it's
know
not,
what it is.
It's not the same thing. But it's what it is that, one, the TV deals are different, mm-hmm. and there's a lot more money. And also, you can guarantee NBA players because, one, you're paying 11 guys versus 53 guys.
Yeah.
And you can't guarantee NFL contracts.
Because everyone gets hurt.
Yeah.
Well, you can.
It's interesting.
You can. It's a signing bonus. That's what. You get all that money in your signing bonus.
Yeah.
No, I mean, there will be more guaranteed contracts.
But that's his argument.
Well, we're going to because what's going to happen is they're going to hold out and then we're going to have like...
But
we're
going
to have a holdout season
coming
up.
He wants protection if he does get hurt.
No, yeah, there's nothing in the current CBA that says you can't have a guaranteed contract. It's just up to the players that they'd never negotiate a guaranteed contract.
No, and I understand.
I mean, maybe they put something in the CBA about it, but it's up to the players who negotiate their contract.
But still, like Le'Veon Bell is stupid because his argument, like if he signed his contract or his franchise tag, he'd be the highest paid running back in the NFL.
Yeah.
So what more do you want?
Well, his point is that he's not a running back. He's more than a running back.
Yeah, he wants to be paid like an offensive player. Yeah. I get that, but
he's worth more than what he's getting paid.
He's still probably getting more than any wide receiver per season. Yeah.
Biggest thing is that
they want quarterback money.
The injury wise, that's what if he plays, he gets injured. Now, if he signs that big deal and he has say like he has 80 million or 60 million guaranteed, well, he's still going to get that 60 million.
I know.
But here, basically, the franchise, he's only getting 14 and a half.
Basically, what these guys want is they want quarterback money. Because you remember that episode of Hard Knocks when they were watching the Khalil Mack news?
Yeah.
And Greg Williams walked in there. Someone walked in there. Like he was like, whoa, that's quarterback money right there. I mean, it's obvious. Like, just say it. Like, you want to get paid quarterback money.
Yeah. Well, I think, I mean, it's obvious just what he just wants to be paid more. So I don't know if he should be or not. There's two sides to the story. And if he's coming back week 7 is what the report is today. So he'll be sitting out a couple more weeks, which is good for Bengals fans and Browns fans. Do they play the Browns before then?
No, he'll be back before.
When do you play the Steelers?
I think like week 9.
Okay, so you have to play Le'Veon
Bell. October 28th.
But does he play when he comes back?
That's another thing. And how's that locker room going to receive him? Are they just, is it going to be the almost awkward, hey guys, what's going on there?
Like, what if he walked in there and he's like, looks like you guys needed me.
Yeah, so I don't know. We'll see what happens, but it's certainly an interesting.
Did Josh Gordon do anything?
Conversation to have.
I think he had like 2 catches. The
Patriots.
Ooh, that's a lot.
It's more than he had for the Browns this year.
That's true.
One for a touchdown, didn't he?
Yeah. That's true.
So, well,
my Uncle Bubba said Pat's never left, by the way.
Pats never left.
So they're not back.
They never left. Yeah, they never leave. That's the problem. I wish they would leave and
just
go away forever.
Get out of here.
They haven't left, but I will say someone's kicking them out the door.
Yeah. And who's that?
The rest of the league. Like, they're just like, you guys are getting old. We're done with you.
Yeah.
When you get slaughtered by Detroit, like, they're on the way out.
Yeah. I hope so. They seem like, I just worry Josh Gordon's going to be a weapon
games
now.
In a row. And they get Edelman back next week.
Edelman's back. And Michelle looks good now.
Sonny Michelle.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. This is another, just talking about the Patriots.
Random fact.
Random stat that I heard today was Tom Brady has now tied Vinny Testaverde for the most touchdown passes to different players. He has thrown.
It's a random person to tie.
That's because they have.
Vinny Testaverde played forever
and he was on 20 different teams. Tom Brady played on one team. He has thrown touchdown passes to 70 different players.
That's because they have a different wide receiver core every year, though.
Like, that just goes to how good he is.
And why haven't the Patriots had a guy for him? I guess they had Randy Moss.
But that was it. Like, that's just how good Tom Brady is.
Why have they drafted a guy?
He's good.
Do you remember
Who was the longest receiver to be on the team that, you know, with Tom
Branch?
Brady?
Branch or Brown?
Troy Brown or Deion Branch
has to be. Or Wes Welker or one of those guys.
Do you remember Chad Jackson?
No.
I do.
Yeah, they drafted. He was from Florida, I believe.
Yeah.
They got him, like, in the first round. He's supposed to be really good. And I just remember they
that was the last.
Who was the guy from Georgia they drafted?
Just recently?
Yeah, wasn't that a couple years ago?
Michelle?
No, it was a wide receiver.
They drafted a receiver this year?
Really?
I think so. Well, Mitchell?
Not even on the team then.
Oh,
Malcolm Mitchell.
He's been hurt the last 2 years.
Wasn't he good? Supposed to be good?
I thought they cut him too, probably.
I thought he was like an early round
pick. He was hurt all year last year. Then he was supposed to play. Then he got hurt again in preseason. I think he's out for the season. So they might have just.
Well, that's like our NFL talk, you know. So there's a lot going on. But I don't know. It's still interesting.
Chiefs and Broncos are tied up.
Yeah, 10 to 10.
I think Mahomes has come back to earth.
Yeah. The defense is getting to him. We're coming up with our draft 7.0. Like I said, we're going nerdy tonight. Favorite video game. So let us know what your favorite video games are at FR Practice Squad.
David's
on
number
Twitter.
One game, probably.
Yeah, I'm going to be real in depth. People are going to learn a new side of me. Or call us 419-516-0702. If you're a gamer, let us know.
Cones of Dunshar.
Yeah.
Please. I'm a big D&G guy.
Please call us and let us know what your favorite video games are. But we'll be right back.
Feeling hungry but don't want to make it yourself? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and they'll make it for you. They're now open every day. Whether it's their pizza, wings, salads, subs, or other sandwiches that you want, just let them do the work. And you don't want to miss their Friday lunch buffet with their famous pizza, wings, and salad bar from 11 to 1. Their Queen of Hearts drawing will be every Saturday afternoon at 3:30, so be sure to get out there and get your tickets for your chance to win. And now's the time to get your lanes reserved for birthday parties and other events. That's Miracle Lanes. Call them at 375-4274.
Are you a busy parent, married to your job, or just don't have the time to get to the grocery store? Worry no more. Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery has the answer for you. Shop online. It's as easy as ordering that pair of shoes you ordered last week. Log on to WayneStreetMarket.com, click on the Shop Online Now button at the top of the page, and start adding to your cart. The process is simple, and better yet, you pay online, drive to the store, and one of our friendly associates will bring your groceries out to you. You don't have to even get out of the car. Don't make life more chaotic than it needs to be. Take advantage of our online shopping today. As always, thanks for shopping your fast, friendly, and convenient grocery store.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
The Fort Recovery Firefighters are having their famous all-you-can-eat breakfast on Sunday morning, October 14th from 8 to noon at the Fire Hall. Sausage, pancakes, and omelets custom made by your firefighters, all you can eat. All the proceeds will go toward new and updated equipment and building upgrades, and it's a free will donation. Don't miss this great breakfast. Head on down to the Fire Hall on Sunday morning, October 14th from 8 to noon for the Fort Recovery Firefighters' famous omelet, pancake, and sausage breakfast.
Thank you. Squad on Twitter. Or call us, 419-516-0702. Garmin has a looks like.
I don't want to do it.
And he has to do it, so go ahead.
It's kind of weird. It's funny because, like, I don't know if Jordan feels this kind of pressure whenever he does these.
He has to. I felt pressure. And you know you're not going to get a laugh because everyone's going to mean to you.
Okay, I was just thinking about this from when I was watching I was thinking about John Gruden, like, during the Raiders game.
So this is made, like, original.
Yeah, he had this today. I didn't look it up on Twitter.
He did not just make this.
Making sure.
Okay.
He put work in.
I didn't. It just randomly popped into my head. It's okay. So does John Gruden look like the guy who says something he thinks is funny in front of people, and then when no one laughs, he goes, "Hey, did you hear what I said?" and repeats the joke.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's better than mine.
Yeah. You win. Yeah. Good job.
Thanks.
Good job. Way to put in that work.
I was thinking of, like, you remember, like, in Sopranos, like, Paulie Wanux, he's like, "Hey, Tony, did you hear what I said?"
Yeah.
"Did you hear what I said?"
And they laugh. And
yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Very good. Yours should be a joke ride.
Okay.
You are the first pick in tonight's draft 7.0.
Oh my God.
And I know our listeners love video games, so this is really meeting our demographic. So you're going to start off, and this can be any video game. It could have come out last week. It could have come out when we were 5 years old. But you're going to be starting, so give us your take.
Okay, I'm going to go easy. Number one, Halo.
Okay, Halo original.
Not easy.
This is
actually technically Halo Combat Evolved.
I know it's Halo Combat Evolved, but I'm just going easy for me because all, like, this is kind of like just like our TV shows.
Yep.
Like nostalgia. Like, I spent the night at Philly's house like three nights in a row, and we would stay up till like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yep. I was there as well a couple times. Yeah. That game's on a
monster diet. That's all we drank was monster. Red Bull. It didn't even
NOS energy drink. That one didn't take off. Did it? You still get NOS?
Probably. I think there's still out there.
It was actually in like a canister that looked like an aerosol canister.
It's like blue with like an orange.
I think that came out the same time Fast and Furious came out.
It does exist because I saw a commercial for it where a guy runs head on into a car and a car flips over.
Yes.
YouTube that commercial.
Yes. It's still out there.
I'm going to put this on the poll. Is energy drink the most unhealthy thing for your diet? Is there a more unhealthy thing than energy drink?
You could your put wife, a poll, or you that. Could just text,
to ask Tori.
Text your wife real quick.
Can we get Tori to call in?
Probably
she can call in. If she's
probably like crystal meth and
crystal meth and energy
Monster
drink. I mean, it's probably a short, like a close second.
Here's another. Who you think? Which rots your teeth out faster, energy drinks or crystal meth? There we go.
Well, I know it's probably not good for you, but I'll have to ask my wife, who's a dietitian. Phil, you're up.
Mine, I'm going old school. I'm going GoldenEye 007 64. Nintendo 64.
That takes one off my list.
I mean, odd job. I mean, that game was the best game of all time.
It really was.
Did you guys own it, or did you rent it all the time like I did?
I owned it.
I rented it for like a year and then eventually got it.
Yeah, even like the missions in that game were so cool.
Yeah.
And it also made me love the movie.
Yeah.
But the mission.
I think like that movie I like too much because of that game.
You mean like the cutscenes that were so bad?
Oh, if you go back, but back then it wasn't.
Does nothing in my life gives me anxiety like the alarms and GoldenEye
and the floods of people coming?
Yes. Yeah.
There's one mission where you have to just like, you're staring at the big computer. This is going way over
with like Boris.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. And he's hacking. Natalia's hacking at the computer. And there's dudes coming down the stairs left and right. And you have to sit there for 5 minutes and just shoot dudes.
Yeah. While
they're breaking glass and then they're coming at you. I lost so many times at
that. Grenades are big there.
Yes. And then when you lose, you have to start back at the beginning.
Yeah.
I think.
Bullcrap.
Isn't that how it went?
Yeah.
There are some checkpoints.
But very few.
There was just a few.
Yeah.
Halo was like that.
Yeah, Halo was.
There was
like
only
that.
A few. Yeah.
The anyway. Flood levels.
We got deep there.
That game was awesome. All right, so I said we were going to get nerdy, so here we go.
Zelda.
My favorite game of all time is The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time.
Stop. The title.
No, you have to say the full title, because there's many other Zeldas. A Link to the Past.
He probably still hasn't played it.
Majora's Mask.
I would play it now, and it's still the best.
Can you please tell everyone the villain in Zelda?
Ganondorf. He's super evil.
What was Zelda's like thing? What he played?
Okay, so no, Zelda is not.
Zelda's the princess.
Zelda's the princess.
Link. She played a Link golden flute.
It is the Ocarina of Time.
That just blew my mind right there.
Yeah, Zelda's the princess.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Zelda's the princess. His name is Link. Like the first Zelda's called A Link to the Past. That's his name, Link.
Yeah.
So the story of that game is he has a magic flute that can control time, essentially, and other things. And it is just a masterpiece on all levels. I've played it from start to finish probably 25 times, as recent as 2 years ago.
I can say that before David was married and was still living at his mom and dad's house, that I walked in on him playing that game.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have a call.
All right. Hey, you're on the air. Who are we talking to?
This is Kevin from Deer Park.
Kevin from Deer Park. That's very specific.
Yeah, you know, I got to be honest with you. I called in one other time, and I said I was Kevin from Cincinnati.
Yeah.
But then I heard this other guy named Pat from Cincinnati call in.
Yeah.
And I did not want to be associated with that creep.
Fair enough. So Deer Park's a nice community. You should be happy you're living there.
I used to go to Deer Park Deli all the time to get my alcoholic beverages.
Do you ever go to Deer Park Deli, Kevin from Deer Park?
At least twice a week to buy some gin.
Oh, so, yes. The only liquor store at Deer Park. What's your gin of choice?
Full liquor store.
What's your gin of choice? Some Tanqueray?
I'm usually a tank guy.
Pocket tank?
I'll get a pocket tank.
Yeah.
And for the walk occasionally home. I'll get a little glitzy and drink some local gin.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that local gin at Deer Park. Do you have a, I'm assuming you're calling in about video games.
Yeah, I was just going to tell you guys, you can just cancel the competition right here because I just heard Ocarina of Time. Yeah. Legend of Zelda, the Ocarina of Time.
Yeah.
And game over.
Yeah.
The draft is done. Shut it down.
Yeah, it is the best game of all time, is it not?
It will never be beaten. Yeah. There could not possibly be a better game.
Kevin, wait. What
the
comes
Legend
in
of
second?
Ocarina of Time.
What comes in a long shot second?
I'm not finished. Have you guys talked about the Epona? You can play a flute and you can play a Epona song and a horse shows up.
Yeah, you would play a flute and your horse would show up and then you could ride it all over this magical land called Hyrule.
Yo, Hyrule.
And you obviously have to save Hyrule from the evil Ganondorf. But when you... by playing magical flute songs... It's a fantastic game. It really is. And you have to beat these fortresses. How hard was the water temple? How long did it take you first time you played the water temple?
Yeah, it was the only time in my gaming life I almost paid somebody to beat it for me because it was grueling. Absolutely grueling.
The water temple took me a week and probably took a few years off my life, if I'm being honest.
I think growing up, we used to hear stories of like white settlers would be captured by the Native Americans and they would have to like go down the battering line. I can't remember what we used to call that, but that's what the water temple was. It's not even a comparison.
It's identical. It's the best comparison I've ever heard. Wow.
What was that called? Somebody please tell me what that was called.
I don't know. We should probably not even...
The Gauntlet.
We should probably not even go there if we're being honest. But yeah, I think the Water Temple and then obviously the ending was just so heart-wrenching, actually. Yeah, it's like a powerful ending because, spoiler alert, she doesn't know who he is, right, at the end?
Oh, yeah, you go through all that trouble to save her and she doesn't know.
Yeah, she kind of just like
heartbreaking.
Yeah, she's like
my heart is still broke. I cannot love to this day.
I think I first felt emotion at the end of that game.
I got a question. Like, I've never been so involved in a game where that much like emotion is there. Like, how much emotion do you feel at towards the end of a game when hours and hours are put into it?
Well,
when like is it more so than like a you know if you're wrapped up to the Game of Thrones? Do you feel more emotion at the end of that than you will at the end of Game of Thrones?
This game was on a different, like, I can't.
Hours,
this
is the only game I've ever had invested. That.
Yeah, this game has what, 50 hours, Kevin from Deer Park?
Oh, at least.
I remember.
Going back to what Jordan was just saying, the best thing about this game, though, is it ends but you can still pull out your flute and you can still get a pony to show up and you can ride that horse into the sunset.
You can find all the heart pieces and I'll go into all the caverns and stuff. It's amazing. It really is.
It never ends. It's just that beautiful.
Well, hey, we thank you for your call and for affirming my pick as the obvious great pick tonight.
Yeah, I think we should just shut it down at this point.
I didn't have any picks anyway.
Yeah. Well, thanks for the call, Kev.
See you, Kev. Hey,
just final thing. Huge fan, guys. Huge fan of what you're doing.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Right, bye. See you.
I don't know how we follow that.
I don't know. I hope someone calls in and backs me up.
Yeah. So, Jordan, go ahead. I didn't plant that either, by the way.
I'm going to go with GTA, and I'll just say, like, all of them. I played most of them. Probably don't side.
Okay, I'm going back, and I get all the Halos. I want all the Halos.
I mean,
okay. I'm going to put all Halos.
Okay, go for it, because no one's going to pick another.
Because my favorite is GTA San Andreas.
You are absolutely insane.
And then mine GTA 5.
Vice City, and then 5. Ooh,
Vice City was good.
I was more of a Vice City
there. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, so probably most hours spent on GTA. It's a sandbox game. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
I remember first getting it on like my computer and like, you know, having to pick your arrow keys and like press A to jump and all that. I just remember being so like thrown by it and like you can do whatever you want and actually hit people before racing games and like car games. Whenever you try to hit people on the sidewalk, they would just like
drive through them
yeah. Or they would just like run. And when you can actually like drive your car and hit people, it was like the coolest thing.
Yeah. to run people over.
Like, they don't move. I can hit them and they fly. And now, like, the physics is so good.
Yeah.
When you hit somebody, you kind of like, they're
now running. It's like creepy how real it is.
So, if I ever need to get out frustration, I just.
For like GTA, I stepped on your last point, but GTA 5, I think, had like 80 to 100 voice actors.
Yeah.
Of just strangers on the sidewalk. When you walk down the sidewalk, they say random things.
Yeah.
Unbelievable detail in that game.
Well, now they're making it's like online stuff. Like you can do so much stuff online on that game.
Yeah,
good pick.
Which I haven't gotten into, but yeah, they do a lot of online stuff.
Yeah, so GTA we picked because you can hit guys with cars on the sidewalk.
Yes, and it's back to you, Jordan.
Oh man, back to back. I want to say Madden.
You want all Madden?
All Madden.
Well,
Carmen's so
he does it all the time. It's ridiculous. It's okay, so
I mean, you want to pick, like, what, are we going to pick Madden 07 and then Madden 04?
Madden 05 is a classic.
I think there are enough of deviations, like, in each.
Like, I'll pick Madden 04.
That's, yes. Not just deviations, but different generations of players.
Okay.
Just pick 04.
That's not going to be fun if we all pick Madden.
Well, but you can give your Madden 4 a rule.
Like,
Why did you like 04 Madden, Jordan?
Playmaker feature.
Like, I specifically just put down Madden 05. Like, I picked a Madden.
Okay. All right.
Just saying, there should be rules. Cool. There should be.
All cool. You could pick 05. Cool.
Okay. Well, we can just do whatever we want.
Order.
Exactly. Order. There has to be some sense.
The draft pick has been made. It is Madden 04. Good pick, Jordan.
Because, like, whenever, you know, in the NFL, I can't just be like, I want Ohio State.
I'm just going to take all video games.
Yes.
All right. My pick. Gosh. I'm going to go with Red Dead Redemption. Mm-hmm. I'm not a fan of Western movies by any like stretch of the imagination. I don't like them at all. This is a Western video game that basically puts you in a GTA world in a Western. So like instead of riding a car, you ride a horse.
Yep.
You go to the saloon. You can gamble. You can play poker. You can...
Liars die.
Drink. You can... Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Sweet.
It is super detailed. You can hunt. You can trade stuff. You have these missions where you rob trains.
Red Dead Redemption 2 comes out this month.
Yeah, that's kind of why I said it too. So, yeah, that's my pick, Red Dead. Philly.
I'm going to go with another 64 classic, Mario Kart.
Nice. Yeah, you can't go wrong with Mario Kart.
It's also a good drinking game too. I will say, like, that was one of the college things that I never got into.
Drunk driver.
Mario Kart. Like, I feel like when people were just hanging out, they just drinking and play Mario Kart. I never really... got into that.
It's not just drinking, you're chugging. It's just chugging.
That might be because you're more, I mean, you might be cooler than us or most people.
No, I think I feel like I'm on the outside, definitely. Like people like are now like, Garmin never played Mario Kart. I mean, I just wasn't good at it.
Next pick's yours.
I am going also 64, original Smash Bros.
Nah, I almost spoiled that pick because I was just going to say, like Super Smash Brothers, because that was another one everyone played drunk all the time. You want to explain what goes on in that game?
Well, that one was just fun because you could play with a bunch, like anything you could play with friends. I always thought it was really fun. But if anyone ever played the original one, I've never played any of them outside the original. If you ever played the one where you actually like by yourself, you go through the levels, the final boss is just a giant hand.
Yeah.
And you just fight this giant hand. And that's
yep.
It.
And you win.
I was like, okay.
It's like one of the first few games I remember being completely based on multiplayer.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like, if you didn't have someone to play with, it was fun.
And it was fun because you got to play with your friends and then also got to play as classic Nintendo characters, which is cool too.
Yeah, that's a good pick. Goes back to you again.
Okay, well, I yelled at Jordan all the time for picking everything.
Did you pick everything?
I am going to pick all of the series because I don't know any specific one.
All right.
And Jordan, so you can totally yell at me for being a hypocrite. But I don't remember.
Facial expression is perfect. You can't see it, but it's great. Go ahead.
Mortal Kombat.
Okay.
Because I don't remember specifically, like, I've played them
like
all.
Mortal Kombat 7 the best?
Well, like, there's like so many, and like, I've literally played every single one. Like, remember when at Miller's Drive-In they used to have Mortal Kombat?
No, I don't.
They literally had an arcade. Like, you just put the quarters in.
I don't remember that.
Like, was one of the first video games I ever remember playing.
A long time ago. Yeah. Good pick.
Thank you.
Super gory, too.
Yeah,
no. Unnecessarily gory. But anyway.
The fatalities?
Yes, really.
I'm going to go with Call of Duty Modern Warfare. With that, I'll just go with all four of those. I think there was four of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole series on that. I enjoyed it.
Oh, it's like crazy.
Could you play a flute?
No.
But you could use a computer.
Spit my water all over the place.
You could use a computer to phone in a drone attack and drop bombs and kill people. So
was that the one where if you got 25 kills, you got a nuke?
When you're pinned down, you pull out the ocarina and you play the Song of Time, and then you're magically transported out of the line of fire. If only Link could play his ocarina in the times of trouble. Good pick. I'm up. What do I want to pick? I'm going to go with, this might be over everyone's head, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles for Super Nintendo. No.
That's not over anybody's head.
Turtles in Time?
Yep.
Do you guys remember that game?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
I remember the sounds. I can't imitate.
My toe. Yeah.
Like when they're in the sewer and then you hit the thing, they go, my toe. And just like they have to go back in time to obviously save the Statue of Liberty from Shredder. And it's just,
you could like flip
that the
people
point of
into
the game?
The screen.
Yeah, you flip people into the screen. That's how you beat them at the end. It's like, that was the first time it was just.
See, but that one was fun because you could play with people too.
Yeah. It was like multiplayer too. So like you could.
Did anyone else get super bummed out if they ever had to beat Donatello?
I was always Leonardo or Donatello. But I never liked Michelangelo. Everyone was like, he's the cool one with the numbed.
That was me.
I didn't like Raphael.
Really? I was always Raphael or Leonardo.
Really?
I do not want to be Donatello.
I didn't like the trident.
Donatello's got a stick.
Yeah, but he's the leader.
Yeah, but Donatello is not the leader.
He's like
Leonardo,
the wise one, right?
No, he's the smart
he's
nerd.
The smart one.
Oh,
he's like, I will say I was a Donatello fan.
Ooh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Do you have a take on this?
No, I was Michelangelo.
Okay.
Yeah. Which you criticized, so.
I didn't. I didn't like Raphael. So, you're up.
I'm up.
Yeah.
I'm going to take Golden Tee, which is a nice little video game to play at pretty much every bar you go to.
Yeah.
Stick $20 in and you're pretty good for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
So I always enjoyed Golden Tee. And anytime me and my dad are at a bar, we would put in $10, kind of play some. I don't know how my dad's good at the game, but he's really good at the game.
Is he like one of the random guys that keeps the score on there? And you're like, oh, Jack, this must be really good at Golden Tee.
J-A-S?
Yeah.
If you see J-A-S, he's probably my dad.
Oh, Jack Slogger's been here.
So, no, I always, that's a good game. And so, then any golf game. And I remember like Lynx.
Yeah.
So, do you remember Lynx on a computer?
Yeah. Was that the double click action?
Yeah. And you're like, looks like I hit the tree. I remember playing that.
You're back to back again. This is your last pick.
Back. I'm going to take a N64 game, WrestleMania.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to take No Mercy?
It's a good one.
Am I? No.
This is big because I'm going to take No Mercy, too.
Yeah, okay. You can take it.
So I played a lot of...
Was that the black game with the green?
Yeah. Yes.
Yep.
And wrestling no games on 64 were like, I don't know, in my eyes, 100 times better than the ones that came out now.
Like, that's when they brought like the ladders in and you could create a player and I could like spear David and make him mad.
I threw Jordan's controller.
He like almost broke it because he got mad because I was...
I couldn't get
it. Who's Edge? No.
You were like Goldberg or something. No, it was Edge.
Edge. I kept on
saying it. Goldberg wasn't in that game.
But that was a good
Gold game. Dust. Gold Dust was.
Yeah.
Gold Dust.
Time
out. Who was the guy who carried the goblet of blood?
Gangrel.
No. Gangrel.
Oh, wow. That's horrible. Yeah. I know that. Oh, my God. Told you all we were going to be nerds tonight, and we have completely come true. I don't know where to go with my last one. I haven't picked a sports game yet, so I feel like I have to, but I'm not going to. I'm going to pick BioShock.
Nice.
I played BioShock in college so much, I had a crowd around me when I played it. I would leave my door open and like 10 people would come and watch me play BioShock. Random game, you wake up like shipwrecked or airplane crash. You find this thing in the middle of the ocean and it transports you to this underworld.
Isn't the city Rapture?
It's called Rapture. It's underwater. It's a whole city, but it's like been toppled and now it's full of like crazy evil creature thing. It's scary. It's like there's never a game like it.
What were the big daddies? Those
were
the scary.
It's really hard to get into what it was, but just an awesome game. So that's my last pick. It's BioShock. Philly.
My last pick, I never really played. I played like a very little bit of it, but I went beyond and just kind of read the storyline of it, and I thought it was pretty cool. And like the ratings on these games were good. Was God of War?
Those are awesome games.
Yeah. As I said, the little bit that I played, I loved it. But I was an Xbox guy, and you had to get PlayStation, mm-hmm. so I wasn't going to buy a whole new console just to play that game. So, but other than that, like the storylines just.
You can watch watch those games like a movie. Yeah, it's unbelievable. Yeah. Garmin, last pick.
Okay, so my last pick, and this is, I think, I guess I do have Halo on there. Nintendo 64 was my very first system I ever had. And then, so then I got a PlayStation 2. What I used to play all the time on PlayStation 2 was Shadow of Colossus. I don't know if anyone's ever played Shadow of Colossus. It is an incredibly simple idea where you basically have to fight like 13 bosses and they're just like gigantic monsters, but each time you fight one it gets harder and harder. It'll take you like an hour just to figure out how to beat them.
Yeah,
and then you have to try and do it, and it's kind of similar to like you're talking about with Ocarina of Time, where at the end like it's heartbreaking, so you're trying to save this princess.
Yeah,
is the whole point of this game. And at the very end, you just find out that she was dead the whole time, so it meant nothing, everything that you did.
Oh man, listen to how relaxing this is. I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, that's fine.
This like is the entrance theme to Zelda, so like this is where it's like says press start. Listen to that. That's an ocarina, so that's what it sounds like.
There's an hour and this 12 like minutes of it on YouTube.
The music is amazing.
Try and find the song of time.
This is like the music you listen to when you get a massage. Like, this is playing in the background.
It's just an adventure of a lifetime, that game. I will play that game until I'm 85 years old, hoping I make it that far. But if I'm 85, I'll still play that game. Oh, no, this is boss battle. This is when you see Ganondorf the first time. And he throws the ocarina in the water and you have to go get it. And,
oh, man.
Yeah.
Sounds cool.
That Ganondorf.
All right, that's our draft. Pipe that music down. Hey, let us know if we were right or wrong about those, like Kevin from Deer Park did.
Well, apparently you won it.
Of course I did. FR Practice Squad on Twitter. Let us know your favorite video games. Or call us. Let us know if we were wrong. 419-516-0702. We'll be right back with our gambling update from last week. Not a good week for us, so we hope you didn't listen to us. But we're going to give you some more advice. We'll be right back.
Klingtern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingternandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. What is it about how a well-manicured lawn looks? Well, ask anyone who owns a Simplicity, and they will tell you what it is. Pride. What's the secret? Simplicity tractors have an innovative free-floating mower deck with full-width rollers that follow the contours of your lawn and deliver a precision cut. Not to mention the ability to create eye-catching, ballpark-style striping patterns, sure to get everyone's attention. Take pride in how your lawn will look and visit K&L Tractor to test drive a Simplicity today.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
The Fort Recovery Music Boosters will be hosting their annual all-you-can-eat breakfast on Sunday, October 7th at the Legion from 8:30 to noon. Tickets are available from any band or choir member, or you can get them at the door. The tickets are only $6, and kids under 5 are free, and carryouts will be available. So stop out for breakfast on Sunday morning, October 7th, for the Music Boosters all-you-can-eat breakfast from 8:30 to noon at the Legion.
Hey, we're back. FR Practice Squad on Twitter. 419-516-0702. I'm already getting attacked on Twitter about my video game takes.
Your phone exploding?
No, just Perry Hall believes another Zelda game is better than the Zelda game I picked because there's multiple ones. But
and
he's entitled to his opinion. It's the new one called Breath of the Wild.
You haven't been up to date on your Zelda?
No, I haven't played it. I don't even know what system it's for. Perry, tweet in that. What system is that for? But Jordan has a new segment tonight, and I don't know what it is, so I'm going to have him explain it to you all.
Okay. So this is called... we'll see if this lasts.
Yeah.
This is called Soapbox Score.
Soapbox Score.
Yep. So hence a soapbox and also box score.
So it's a play on words.
It would be a classic play on words.
Nice.
That we in the biz call play on words.
But, the biz.
So I'm going to say kind of things I'm on my soapbox about, but then give stats on them, hence like a box score. So Pori Hemplo, for example.
Why'd you go with the Spanish? I do that
3 years of Spanish does that too.
I just like flew back in time when I heard you say
Pori Hemplo.
Pori Hemplo.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. So James Corden. Carpool karaoke videos, 75. And don't fact check any of these numbers, but 75. Okay,
so he had 75 what?
Videos?
Videos of carpool karaoke.
Okay.
Times I've laughed is 0. Those things are the most overrated.
Have you seen the Paul McCartney one?
His career right now rests on those carpool karaoke.
Yeah, but Jordan, it's the superstars like singing in the car just like us, but they're singing their own song.
To me, it's incredibly awkward. Like,
it's just weird.
It's and dumb.
I don't think that they, like, obviously they want to do
James
it.
James Corden's doing it. That's why.
No, I've seen, like, people, like whenever he does one with someone, he got Beyonce to do it. I'm like, I'm not going to watch that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got Paul McCartney's in it. You know what I mean?
That was very popular with, like, on Facebook with, like, the older generation.
I see him on Facebook.
Neil's got it. And mom shared that, like, 25 times because she loves Paul McCartney.
I'm just not about it.
I'm not either. No. Go ahead. Next one.
So, stolen bikes in FR the past month. 1. People concerned, 1,500.
Yeah.
Amount of times Jordan had his bike stolen, 1. People concerned, 0.
When did you have your bike stolen?
It's because it wasn't caught on camera.
I won a bike off of some like Cooper Farms.
Rigged.
Something.
No. Yeah.
Those are I had it. Yeah. And I brought it to the pool park and it was gone. It's gone.
And no one shared that on Facebook. No one took a still
Facebook
photo.
Wasn't even
it looks like you're walking.
Was it trending?
No, it wasn't.
Well, for anyone.
But I'm glad.
Everyone knows.
Yeah.
So the bike
did they find that person yet?
I think so. Neil, do you know?
What's the update on that?
Bike
Neil?
Lady? She looked like a very nice lady.
Yes. Can you read that? She didn't look like a thief.
Oh, it was 2 hours ago.
No, she did not.
In regards to the boy's bike that was stolen, I wanted to let those who talked about making donations to get the young man a new bike. Now I'm going to feel bad. I wanted to talk about making donations to get the young man a new bike that hit. That this has been taken care of, and he has a new bike as of today.
Oh, so someone is a good Samaritan.
We still do have a warrant out for the suspect and are working on other agencies to try and locate her. So,
well, I think it's wonderful that everyone's getting behind that, and that's totally really
the
cool.
crime yes. around Fort Recovery lately.
But I also got to point out that no one got behind you, Jordan.
Yes.
Well, I also find that I can't believe no one got behind him that his free bike was stolen.
Please.
his rigged contest. His
probably
bike.
some other kid, his parent worked for
Jack
Cooper's. He's like,
the ballot box. Yeah.
It was a nice bike, man. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think there was some fraud going on there, but it's okay. What's your next one?
Times I've heard Brent Kavanaugh named the past 2 weeks. okay. 14,000.
Yeah.
Amount I know about the situation, 1%. Times I've heard Kanye West's name the past 2 weeks is about 15,000.
Yeah.
Amount I know about that situation is 90%.
You're way more informed on Kanye West. So we know what's Kanye doing these days? I don't even know. He's supposed to have an album out.
It got delayed.
Why?
Because he's busy changing his name to Ye.
Because his spirit animal is out of whack right now or something.
But he wore a MAGA hat.
Oh, yeah.
He's been doing that forever. I don't know why that's a big deal now.
But it was at Saturday Night Live, and that's like... He wanted, I'm surprised I let him on the stage at Saturday Night Live with that hat on. But anyway, that's not their demographic.
So, Instagram posts of people working out, 190. Times they made me feel like a piece of crap, 190.
Undefeated.
I also like the...
Never lost.
Undefeated, never lost. I like the athlete workout videos, especially NBA players in the offseason. It's like they never miss a shot. Every shot goes in. They look amazing.
Rise and grind.
They shoot 100 for 100.
I'm like, I would get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and shoot shots if I didn't have to do anything later in the day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Take a nap. For
Jordan, I like these a lot. Okay. This is a hit.
All right.
This is going very well. I can tell.
Times my neighbor waved at me to get me to come over and talk to him. 15 times I've gone over one. So that's a going over to neighbor percentage of 6.7%.
What does that say about you?
It's a good rate.
Because I'm the same way.
It affects my mowing strategy.
Do you mow front first?
It depends where I start mowing. If he's outside, I start mowing in front. If he's not there, I start mowing back. So
he's your backdoor neighbor.
And he's a super nice guy. I'm sure he's listening. He's a super nice guy.
Yeah. He's your backdoor neighbor?
He's my backdoor catacorner neighbor.
Okay. Just like, do you want to stop the mower, walk over and be like, hey, what's going on? And then where will that conversation lead?
They're retired and elder.
So you're there for 2 hours.
It turns into all of their health problems.
I gotcha. That's always a hard conversation too. That's great. You got more?
But I care. Yeah, I do.
Wow.
Do you want to keep going?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So Facebook post about girls marrying their best friend. Mm. 10 million.
Yes.
Amount of people who actually care is none.
No one cares that they marry their best friend.
Hey,
I'm sure someone does.
I just have girls don't marry their best friend.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, your fiance is better than your best friend.
Yeah.
It should be.
So that's where you lie on that?
Yes.
Is that it's,
you're not marrying your best friend.
So you did. Brittany's not your best friend?
No.
She's more than your best friend.
Exactly. Like, why can't a fiance be more than a best friend?
Can't. Because it sounds cool to like say,
if you don't post it now, you hate your fiance.
Yeah, but they're saying best friend because you got so much in common.
Yeah, but in ranking, it should be best friend.
So
and
happy
spouse.
I get to spend the rest of my life.
We got four guys talking about this. We probably need a girl's perspective about it. But
they feel the same, I know.
Yeah, well, I'm not, I got no skin in the game. I just have a bunch of best friends.
You're just lucky.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Like, I saw, like, if Brittany, like, when Jordan and Brittany got married, she posted, married to my best friend. I was like, that's my best friend.
Yeah. I can't believe I'm still my best friend.
Why would she say that?
Two more that probably aren't as good.
Okay.
So, games the Reds played this year, 162, I think, right? That's still
Yep.
And games I cared about the Reds playing is one.
Which one was that?
The opening day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of cared about game two. That was about
it. Did they win opening day?
I don't remember.
No.
I don't know.
Who really knows?
I'd say the odds are they didn't.
I'm going to say they didn't either.
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, they could have ended 2 months ago.
I think opening day was the only game I watched the full game was opening day. Yeah. And after that,
bad red season.
DC movies made the past 5 years. 7. Garmin Fat. I don't know if that's for true.
Is that true? Is there 7 DC movies?
Ish. No.
More?
They don't even have, I don't think they have 7 total out yet.
What? They've had, okay, 5. Let's say 5.
Man of Steel. I mean, I'll do it. Man of Steel, BVS, Wonder Woman, and Justice League.
4.
Suicide Squad.
Was it Batman versus
BVS?
Oh. He abbreviates that.
Yeah.
Okay. My bad.
So 5.
Yeah, sorry. You shouldn't have asked a fact.
Is that a 5? That changes my whole thing. All right. So DC movies made the past 5 years is 5.
I think 6.
Good DC movies made the past 5 years is 0. They all are bad.
I agree. No. Garmin does not. It'll be an argument.
They're bad.
They're not. Have you seen Wonder Woman?
I don't need to see them all. They're just bad.
Man of Steel and Wonder Woman are good.
So we're going to go into our gambling picks from last week. And we were kind of bragging ourselves last week that we were going to win you guys some money if you listened to us. We didn't.
It's fun to do before the games are played.
Well, yeah. If you guys believe that we thought that we were going to win you some money, then you should probably find
your advice. Garmin, your team was the Bills. They were supposed to cover.
Yeah, I was caught up all in the Josh Allen. I was just so smitten.
The Bills.
But I'm not going to do it with my heart.
So anymore. We lost that one 0-1. Philly, what was your pick tonight? You had the Chiefs.
Yeah, I had the Chiefs.
And they're struggling. They're down 3. Supposed to cover 7. I had the Detroit -3 against the Cowboys. They ended up losing. The only winner last week, Jordan Stogler.
Wow, that's
degenerate.
Impressive.
Picked the Saints to cover, and they did. So we were 1-3 last week.
I think I won the previous weeks, by the way.
Yeah, I think you have 2. But that brings our total to, I believe, 3-7 on the year.
Not bad. We can work our way out of that.
It's really about getting better each week. So we're going to give it our best shot again. Hopefully it works out better for all of us this week. Jordan, what's your pick for this week?
What was my pick, Detroit?
In Minnesota.
I had Minnesota.
In Minnesota.
Over.
Garmin, what was your pick?
They're plus like 3.5.
Minnesota's up
at Philadelphia.
At Philadelphia.
Yeah. At Philly on the road, and they're given 3.5.
Philly losing this week probably hurts, but I guess Vikings lost too. So
yeah,
I'll take 3.5 points with Vikings.
Okay. So we got Minnesota plus 3.5. Garmin.
I am taking NOLA. -6.5 against the Redskins.
They've been hot, so
in New Orleans.
But why are they good?
Well, Alvin Kamara and Michael Thomas. He's gonna break the record. It's on Monday night. They're gonna blow him out of the water.
Oh yeah, good pick.
Or at least they will win by a touchdown.
Philly.
Well, they need to.
They do. -6.5.
I'm taking the Rams -7.5 against Seattle. Rams really good. Seattle
in the Legion
bad.
Legion of Boom is no more.
Yes. It's the best analysis. We've
so ever. I mean, they barely beat Arizona.
Rams good, Seattle bad.
So they barely beat. They had to go last second field goal to beat Arizona. That's not going to happen against the Rams. So.
I think I like that. Rosen might be the second best QB this year. Oh wait.
Uh oh. Someone's going to hit us on our gambling.
Yeah. We got a call.
Who we have? You're on the air.
Yeah, I got one of your pet peeves there, Jordan.
What's that?
On Facebook, when they have a gender reveal.
Oh, that's next week, dude. That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
But and you have to have a party for it, too.
Yeah, and you have to hit the ball in the air, and it has to have powder in it.
And they all whiff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see where the one dude did it and the building caught on fire?
No, I haven't. But
they burned it to the ground. $220,000 building.
Cow. It was like 47,000 acres on fire,
and it was a gender reveal.
Now, all this.
Oh, that's karma. Like,
no, we know what the baby is. Yeah. It's a girl.
Now they only do that so they get a video because someone has to record.
Oh, and then you have to put it on Instagram.
It's not for anybody there.
Yeah.
It's for the video that gets posted on Facebook.
It's for how many likes you get on a.
That's it.
It's like like superficial.
Nobody there actually cares unless
you know. Well, it would be even better if that guy didn't want to have a girl, then he burned everything down.
Yeah, Gordon Hayward's gender reveal was fantastic.
Where he found out he had his fifth girl or whatever.
Yeah.
Daddy's always excited.
Daddy's always happy.
If you want a good one, have like a frustrated dad who hasn't
had wants a boy.
Yeah.
All right, boys. Good job.
All right, hey, thank you.
Thanks for the call.
Actually, the gender reveals that I like are my favorite now are when like the dude whiffs and like or drops it or something like that.
They, like the girl has a bad pitch and he just stares at her like, what the hell? And
it falls inside. Yeah. We practice 8 points.
I like it low and outside. And I'm going to throw a bone to the Cleveland Brown fans. I'm going to take Cleveland plus 2.5.
That's risky.
That is super risky.
You know what? I've been going with like what I think makes sense, and it hasn't worked. So we're going with Cleveland.
Good strategy.
I don't think Baltimore. I think Baltimore is incredibly overrated, and Cleveland's at home. I think it's a winnable game.
So before we wrap up here, real quick, what are you and Tori doing for your gender reveal?
Nothing.
Canceling the party.
We're gonna find. We're gonna find out the day it's born, and we're gonna let people know by phone calls and texts.
You're not gonna just blast like blue or pink powder.
I'm gonna pelt a mink and dye it. Dye it blue and or pink and wear it around town. And that's how I will reveal the gender.
Oh, David had a boy.
Looks like he's having a boy. It's a boy.
That would be the best one yet.
Just an all blue mink coat with it's a boy or looks all like pink mink coat with it's a girl on the back.
It's like you look a mink.
Well, anyway, we hope our picks are better this week for you. We hope they're better for us. But that's going to do it for us tonight. I'm David Schmidt for Jordan Stogler, Craig Garman, Troy Metzger. Have a great night, guys.
See ya.
Peace.